Well, one of the benefits of goalball is that it's one of the few sports that you can actually engage people with disabilities and people without disabilities together. We found from doing surveys that a lot of people with visual impairments had never been to the gym their entire years at UC Berkeley while attending as a student. Professor Derek Van Rienen was able to sponsor a course where we can offer the game of goalball to our students.
And an area that we have not addressed much in certainly the sociology of sport is this continuum of ability and disability.
It's similar to soccer. You basically throw a ball and try to get it into a goal, and the ball makes noise. And so the whole game is played by listening. And also there's this rope that goes around the court that's taped down. And so by completely feeling this rope or line on the court along with the hearing of the ball, the entire game is played that way. It's very hard. Some of the balls can be flying at you at 30 miles per hour. And there's definitely a lot of teamwork involved. There's a lot of strategy. You're trying to purposely make the ball sound better and do different spins so they're actually thinking the ball's coming from different areas, reading where you think the ball's coming from, and then doing slide blocking to basically cut that ball off. And it's also a lot of teamwork. And yeah, you pass by tapping the floor. What we've done with this course is actually made it partially academic and partially learning the game of goalball.
Look to the sides of the trail.
The students will read certain theory, will write papers about it, and then every class we actually come together as a group and discuss those theories.
I never imagined that I would be able to join a sports class, especially in college, since I've always felt that I was athletically challenged.
The visually impaired gain a lot, but for the sighted students, especially for a lot of our athletes that are competing at the top levels, they're actually learning, you know, new senses, how to perceive the world differently, to actually kind of create a new level of respect for people with different abilities.
You don't know what you're seeing, you don't know where you're at, and you have to use almost all your senses to learn where you are. And for me, it's been huge. Even now, I'm starting to use what I learned here to bring on the soccer field. I'm starting to really be aware of what I'm actually hearing around me. For me, this has been a great experience, and I hope to keep learning more, so yeah.
I'm really excited about this project. It's integrating students that usually don't play sports together. So the experience is absolutely invaluable, and we hope that this is just one project of many more to come.
Great block. Perfect throw, Eric.